Are you crushed though? Just, I mean, you've never beaten the OG song though.
Which one's that?
I play like Kings or something by Years and Years Remix, whatever. And it drops after like 15 seconds, and it's hilarious.
Well, that's just you setting me up for failure. Who can read?
I'm trying to push you to be better.
Who can read anything in 15 seconds?
That one is literally said you should be able to read that in 15 seconds.
Yeah, but you always make me do the longer ones.
I know.
Oh, my God. You know what? I thought as my friend, you'd want to see me fly, but you're always clipping my wings.
That's not me.
Someone else?
Somebody else. Okay. Speaking of clipping wings and transitions, PETA recently came at Steve Irwin, and the internet said, oh, no, 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 no. You do not do that.
You stay away from our good friend, Steve.
I've never been prouder of the internet. The internet can be a dark, scary, scary place. And then they came at the crocodile hunter, and they said, crikey.
That's where the internet draws the line.
How dare you?
How dare you?
And also, how could you?
And how could you?
It was truly something special.
There's, you know, these days, there aren't a lot of causes that everyone can unite behind. Mm-hmm. But it seems that everyone united behind that cause.
Dude, you should do some brand awareness consulting for PETA. They need some help.
They're not a very strong brand.
What are the three C's? The five C's? Consumption... No. Connectivity,
coolness,
call your mom, and
kiss your brother.
Kiss your brother with a C.
Yes.
Shout out to Katie DeRay with a C.
Katie DeRay with a C.
That's the only Katie I know spelled with a C.
That can't be true.
No, it is.
I'm sorry I ever doubted you.
Yeah, who are you to say? You
know, no.
Sometimes you can be a real jerk.
Hey.
We need our... friggin' lives. Can you say friggin' on the radio? Can you say lube on the radio?
Can you say lubricant? Because I feel like that's more related to mechanics.
Yeah. Speaking of which, the check engine light is on my car. That's a separate thing. I'm just trying to make a note of that.
Please remind me.
Please remind me, listener, later on. So you had a bit you were going to do, but we'll save it for the second hour, which has just started. Legally, I have to tell you, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. You have to say it at the end, first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes of every hour.
We missed the first 5 minutes of the hour on the hour.
And also the first 20.
And also the first, it was actually the first 30.
We're, you know what? We're just two guys. We're not superheroes.
We're just two brothers. And, you know, when that grandma armada comes our way, we will be armed with our tomato guns to take care of them all.
Kind of sick family smashes a large tomato in my daughter's pants.
Oh, God. Should we do another intro for the second hour?
Yeah, you know what? All right, we're going to play some music. We're going to find an intro, and we're just going to pretend like we just started the show. So if you want to reset your clocks and all right, gear up.
We're going to have Men in Black agents come to the listener and flash that light.
Listener, lock your door.
He's going to, or Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith are going to flash that light into your eyes. You will forget the warm-up part of the show and only remember from here on out.
Yeah, that was the best warm-up we've ever had. We're limbered up, ready to go. Take this and forget.
Lubed up and ready to go.
We just took two forget-me-nows and we're ready to rip.
Can you say lube on the radio?
Exactly. See, that's the idea. We're going in circles. all right, music and then new show. It's a 2-for-1 special.
Just wanted you to watch me dissolve. Trouble.
sure that I've been here before, and it isn't what I wanted. I just wanted you to watch me dissolve slowly in a proof of your love. But I don't even know how the chemistry works when your pools are kicking in the dirt, kicking in the sand, and stirring up trouble.
Your voice like an angel, been chain smoking all month long. Like you're someone I believe in. Am I only a lab rat? Someone you can test things on? This isn't what I signed up for. I just wanted you to.
Is this music? I can't get enough of that sweet music. Hey, how about we get some music on here, huh? There is music on? That's great, I love music. This is good. Is this animals? Instruments? That's great. If I ever have a kid, I'm gonna let him listen to music, because music seems pretty fine to do, to listen to. How about we turn on some music? I've turned off the music? I love this song. Put it where? I love this song. It's not playing. I love this song. This is my favorite part. The song's over. I know. Now I'm hearing the music coming from here. Is it from the green or from the black? From the black? I love that. I love hearing this. Can you hear this too? Or is it just, you can? That's great. Cool. Wow, music, you're sounding great and they can't hear me. That's too bad.
I love you so much. And I dedicate this to you.
Welcome to Metal World Monday. It's Groundhog Day. Whoa. Back to back to back to back to back to back. Coming through your speakers for another hour. It's Metal World and Reedy co-host.
What up?
Gotta get close to you, baby, right now.
Right now. Baby, right
now. How embarrassing.
I can't believe you did that.
That's so funny.
The studio audience knows.
The studio audience cannot keep a secret.
No, they cannot. Darn it. Welcome back. To our first show. We didn't even do a show earlier. Hold on, we gotta let this play out. It's so good.
Only me, you and I go here alone.
Love the way your voice sound on the telephone.
Take the way you fall away, you're at home. You should be with me right now.
Right now.
Tell me what you wanna do, baby, right now.
Right now.
I gotta get close to you, baby, right now.
Right now.
Right now. I gotta get close to you, baby, right now.
Right now.
Tell me what you wanna do, baby, right now. I gotta get close to you, baby, right now.
Give you the world more than diamonds and pearls. I show you more love than that double cup of syrup.
Welcome. Oh my gosh, it's great to be back.
It feels so good to be back.
It's 2:10. We're chilling. Reed, you're always on that darn phone.
No, someone else.
I'm glad you didn't get your phone stolen at Mardi Gras. Shout out to LaRaj. I'm sure he would have been calling in if he could have, but he cannot.
Just like all those other times he's called in and also listened.
Okay. Wow. Well, we only have one listener, so it's fine. It's not a big deal. I bet a lot of people are upset that they're not getting their usual programming and they're getting us instead, but I would say stay by the phones and stay on the line because, frankly, we have a lot to offer.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people might disagree with that statement. Like, our professors, mm-hmm. our relatives, yeah. both close and extended, people that we've previously had romantic relationships with.
That's right. Please come back.
Please come back. But, you know, what's the point? The point is
we
this.
Have a lot to offer. Here's something. Speaking of offers, for the low, low price of $14.99, you can have our direct business how to make your first millions. And it only costs you, what, 14 installments of less than $15?
Yes. Or generous but conservative. No, those are... That's paradoxical. Generous but conservative, 10 to 30% of your first million. The choice is yours.
Yes. I mean, we give you the tools to be your own boss. I'll follow up by saying we should start giving out equity stakes in the show. We should have an IPO. Let's go public. That way we can fund more seating for our studio audience.
And also cooler sunglasses.
Oh my gosh, dude. I just realized that there are buttons on the screen that do PSAs for you.
So, I'm out of a job.
Your job has been replaced by machines.
So what you're telling me is that my time to improve is over.
Yeah, yes.
And I will cease to develop as a person.
So some of these are called drug war economics. Alcohol or marijuana, ?
That could take us anywhere.
If you have to choose, that is a tough choice.
Is that like
choice.
Deal or no deal?
I don't know. Saw a man give away a third of $1 million.
That might have been one of the craziest things I saw on television.
The most upsetting thing.
Peter and I were watching Deal or No Deal, you know, as average Americans do from time to time.
That's correct.
And we watched a man give away a third of $1 million for $5.
Which is just, that doesn't make
sense. He could have changed, it came down to the last two cases, the one he originally chose, or he could have switched it for the one that was left.
That was the only
time. I learned in intro statistics this semester, he should have switched.
You know how they say you'll never use this in the real world? That was one of those moments where you would have used that math in the real world.
And the real world, Howie Mandel's real world.
Yeah.
Our fantasy world.
To think that if you missed that class, it would cost you a third of $1 million.
Yes.
God.
Maybe I should start going back to intro to stats.
It's so hard to get there. And buildings are far away.
The building is far away, and it makes my phobia of math act up.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I took astronomy, I'm kind of afraid of, I don't like outer space. It freaks me out. It makes me feel small and insignificant.
Then astronomy was probably the right course for
you.
Yeah,
I took
concepts. Oh, you mean the study of space.
That's right. I took concepts of the cosmos and was breathing in a bag the entire time. I was like, none of this matters.
I cannot conceptualize it.
Yeah. Oh, that was a tough one. I literally told the professor on the first day, like, listen, I hate this stuff. I'm nervous. Your content gives me panic attacks. And he was like, you probably shouldn't be in the course. And I said, I have to.
Dad? I don't want to.
Speaking of dads, my dad just called me. So I'm going to play some music and call him back. Oh.
But why is the rum gone?
Oh. Did we play this song yet?
No.
Yes, we did. Did you know it?
I was so certain that we hadn't.
No, we
sure?
had for like a long time. All right.
I
Ah, what
oh,
do I do?
Oh, no.
I turned off the music with my hat.
You know what they call hats? The finger of the face.
They do not say that, to be clear.
You don't know they. I know they.
Well, okay. I can't hear myself, which you know is my biggest nightmare.
I thought your biggest nightmare was space and being alone in it.
I don't watch space movies. The movie Gravity sounds like the worst 2 hours anyone could ever spend, and it sounds like the critics agreed.
Slammed.
Slammed. Slammed you, you know, 3 or 4 years late, Gravity. F you.
Much more.
Sandra Bullock.
You're
Is quiet. It really? It couldn't have been that long ago.
I think it was like 2011.
Jeez. Where did the time go, Reed? Let's do a bit where we just look at our phones.
Is this more visual comedy?
Yes.
Sorry, my mom keeps texting me updates about her not being able to hear the show.
It's not you. It's us not talking. Which is the only thing we're asked to do on this show. But I don't know. I'm running out of content.
Here's the thing about content. There's more than what meets the eye.
We're not dating. We just make content together. It's a very important distinction. I'm gonna play music, I guess, probably for the rest of the show.
But wait, there's more.
We might come back, we might not. Hold on to your seats. Is this a song we like? I've never heard the song in my life.
I've never heard it either.
This doesn't sound like us. Are we digging it?
I should
just do live music reviews.
Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of voices.
Been to Paris, been to Rome, but I never found my home.
Oh.
Till you came and took my hand.
Okay.
Been to deserts and a coast, couple turns along the road. Then I found you in the end. You lead the way out of the dark, laying out my cards. Many heads, I love them showing hearts. These are changing all the time, but our love's one of a kind. But our names into
you, into you.
Thinking about you as I'm lying next to someone else, drinking without you doesn't fix me, but it kinda helps. Oh, I still wish we could go back to where we started, when you left your t-shirt at my old apartment. Have you ever wondered if you love me harder, where we be?
You know what I realized recently?
What's that?
And by recently, I mean yesterday, when I was very scared and in a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nearly enough about science to be able to make it in a survival situation. Apparently, if a tornado comes your way, you're supposed to get out the car. Don't stay in the car.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yes. It sounds wrong, but...
That sounds wrong.
It sounds wrong, but I was told it.
By a doctor?
A doctor of...
the radio weather service? We said the same things.
Yes. We are so in sync. It's like we're finishing each other's sandwiches. So sick.
That actually worked out.
Well, I knew you were going to make that joke, and I knew you knew I was going to make that joke.
I didn't know anything.
No?
I've never known anything in my life, except for this fact. When you're in a tornado, you get out of the car. Period.
Period.
End of story.
Game, set, match.
So what do you think of the new Joker movie? Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, I see movies.
Okay. So, how much money do you make before taxes?
That is rude.
That is rude.
How much did your house cost?
If you're not looking up your friend's houses on Zillow, which is apparently something Jordan does.
What?
Yeah, Jordan looked up Cole's house value on Zillow.
That's a little psycho.
It's a little weird for sure. But you know what? Hey. We're all friends here.
Apparently not, unless that cash flow is where it should be. Here's the thing about Jordan. Good guy,
mm-hmm.
but, you know.
I don't know what you mean by that.
He's got that indescribable it factor.
Yeah, like, have you seen A Star Is Born?
No.
Me neither. But I assume it's the same qualities.
I assume that that movie's about Jordan's birth. A Star Is Born.
Okay. Show's going off the rails. Listeners peeved at us.
Listener, I told you I'm sorry, and I will pen a personal apology letter to you.
Reed, we have more listeners now.
Oh no, I thought we would have less by this point.
Stop tuning into the show, it makes us nervous.
Okay, here's the thing about tuning into the show. We appreciate the support.
Yeah, we
really,
do.
Really do. But
we can't do the show knowing people are listening.
Yeah, and it kind of puts us on the spot. So are you guys better friends for listening or worse friends for putting us under pressure?
We already have a lot of pressure at work, and this is just something that it's kind of the straw that breaks the camel's back.
You know, pressure at work, trying to get those business deals done. We're talking acquisitions, mergers, synergy. Yeah, real word means... Ask me later.
Ask me later.
Actually, like, no. Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. No one knows what it means.
No one knows what it means. But the point is this. I'm scared. I'm so scared. That's the point.
Okay. So I think that was a good segment. That was a segment called I'm So Scared. And we've been doing it for almost 21 years now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of our longest going bits.
Time.
I'm just choking under the pressure of our new viewership. This is like if we got it, made it big and like got a TV deal or something and we just laid an egg night one, panned in the papers.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's this, but at a larger scale.
If we were in the papers, we'd be getting panned. But you're not a real star if you don't get panned on your first show.
Yeah, the first one. The first one.
The pilot.
The pilot. You should have at least one unsuccessful pilot before you become anything in life.
That's right. So I guess it's good that we're getting this out of the way. That's called the spin zone. We take things, we flip it on its head, and we turn it into something that we can work with.
Magic, you
magic,
could say.
Magic, math magic.
Math magic.
Yesterday I did Taya's homework for her.
That's a crime, I'm pretty sure.
I know.
Just openly admitted,
I just
to,
admitted
a
to a crime. I would say I was more of a consultant than someone who did her homework for her.
No, I'm the consultant here.
Reed works for a consulting firm that makes nuts and bolts.
Listen,
they get down to the nuts.
They
and
get
bolts.
Down to the nuts and bolts of things. And if you ever want a good deal on nuts and bolts, and yeah, they're getting more expensive
by the hour.
By the hour.
It's because cobalt prices are rising legit, though.
You're gonna want to get in on this deal now. I can hook you guys up with nuts and bolts for 20% under market value.
I mean, that you'd be a fool not to take that deal.
Yeah, maybe you're trying to build a birdhouse. Maybe you're doing another construction hardware thing that requires nuts and bolts.
Or you're putting your own brain into a robot surrogate body.
Yes.
You're going to want to make sure that body holds up with the nuts and bolts. Reed can help with that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm your man.
And
I know it might be difficult to contact me, so I think I can just give you guys like my social security number and you can find me that way.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to do it. I met a guy who tried to steal my identity once, and I was mad at first, but then we ended up becoming really good friends. We had the same name.
I think that's the premise of a Friends episode.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Definitely seems like I stole that, but that was original content.
I swear I never saw that episode.
I promise, I really did not. I actually didn't.
Jeez.
I've been watching The Office recently. You ever seen that show?
Yeah. I made you start watching The Office.
Good.
It's pretty good. And here's the thing about The Office. I would like it better if they sold nuts and bolts.
Instead of paper. Be a whole different show.
They'd be getting down to the nuts and bolts of the things in that show.
All right. This show, I'm getting sleepy.
I know. We need to go to Duncan's again and come back.
One time someone made me watch Norwegian slow TV. Have you ever watched that?
What is that?
It's so bad. They were like, oh, it's so fun. Like, it's just like you watch people knit. Literally, like in real time, you're watching people knit scarves. It's like a 4-hour show. And I watched about 40 minutes of it, and I was like, this is the worst thing in the world. How do you like this?
But how do we get that sweet, sweet televised scarf knitting deal?
Can we get in on that scarf money?
Could you ever do less to get put on television?
Honestly, like, if people are willing to watch that, I think there's definitely a place for this show where we kind of just lazily do a stream of consciousness into the mic.
Yeah, or just, you know, sit down in a chair and breathe. That's essentially what the knitting show is.
I think there's going to be a pendulum swing. Right now, our attention spans are really, really short. We're looking for action, 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 action. I think eventually we're going to just want to watch someone stare at a wall.
Yeah. Just, you know, please don't entertain me.
Don't entertain me. Give mind-numbing content.
And that's
actually lack thereof. It's not even content.
Just mind-numbingness. And that's what this show is really all about.
Anti-content.
Anti-content. It's
probably the most meta thing we've ever done.
We're not dating. We just make anti-content together.
We make anti-content. We just want to make sure no one has a good time. That's the goal.
Oh, I'm there with you.
Whoever the normal listeners, they were tuning in for their probably, I want to say, classic rock. And instead they get two buffoons complaining into a microphone.
Hey, at least we get down to the nuts and bolts of it.
Mm-hmm. Completely topless in studio. Just let the body breathe.
Anyway, is this music?
Yeah, let's play real music that we actually like.
Rivers Flow?
You want to hear Rivers?
Yes.
Well, no.
And I didn't realize DJ No Request was here.
Do you want to listen to sad music?
No.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Come on, man. All right, this is actually a good song. It's not what you wanted, though. So it's a win-win.
this magic hour. All confused the power of a stone. As I am forgetting, and that is a blessing. Angry weather in my head, angry weather in my head, angry weather in my head.
Dance with me, baby, dance with me, baby. Let's get lost right here. she hasn't met him yet. She already fell in love, I bet. Her keyboard gets slammed by her fingers, but he replies with okay every time, every time. She doesn't know who he is. No, she doesn't know what he's up to. Oh, she doesn't know who he is. Right through.
Hey, it's us again. Wake up, sheeple. We're tired today, all right? We get a day off. I'm sick of listener texting us, calling us, saying, you're not talking, you're tired, you're not bringing the heat today.
Yeah, and mom, back off, all right? It's been a rough one.
He made it through the tornado. It's fine. Yes, it was irresponsible to drive through that tornado. We know that.
Yeah, but it would have been more responsible to get out of the car. I don't know.
The jury's still out on that.
Jury's still out on that. Science will get back to us.
Hello, is this science? Okay, so we're going to play a song and then get out of here and apologize to listener. The song is for all the haters and losers out there, of which there are many. Thanks for listening to the show, by the way.
We love the losers.